to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't have facts to back this up, but I happen to believe that these demonstrations are planned and orchestrated to distract from the failed policies of the Obama administration. Don't blame Wall Street. Don't blame the big banks. If you don't have a job and you're not rich, blame yourself.
You gotta love a politician who starts off with, I don't have the facts to back this up. There's Herman Cain on the Occupy Wall Street protesting. I actually do kind of like Herman Cain. How about you? 800-510-8255. You can click here and click there. Find all kinds of conversation about the presidential circumstances on the Republican side. And that's where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, introducing now talk host John Zach with Susan Rose. And they talk with Reed Epstein, who is a writer for Politico.com, about Mr. Cain being at the top of the latest poll, the two of the top two contenders are Mitt Romney and Herman Cain, and I say that's going to be the ticket. What do you say?
As you guys who live and breathe this stuff, help us out here. Read between the lines. What are you making of Herman Cain in a new CBS News poll springing into the top two in the race for the Republican presidential nomination? We realize that, you know, things can change and probably will, but what's he been saying that's been swaying sentiment?
Well, it shows that at this point in the campaign that the debates really matter, and that the Republicans who are really engaged in the process are paying attention to the debates. And Cain has done pretty well in the last couple of debates, and that's why he's moved ahead in the polls at this point.
What's the fallout after Chris Christie opted out?
It looks at this point that it's really going to help Mitt Romney. That a lot of the Republican donors and big money men that had been expected to go to Romney, you started to see them yesterday afternoon. They would have gone to Christie. You started to see them yesterday afternoon start to move into the Romney camp. The expectation is that a lot of those folks will continue to do that. Generally, they were New York and Northeast Republicans, not generally the folks that would have been in Rick Perry's wheelhouse anyway. So we think that you'll see more of them coalescing around Romney, at least. That's what the expectation is, and Romney needs to do some work to bring those folks into his camp.
Okay, 800-510-8255. Herman Cain is one of the five Republican candidates who say they will boycott the January presidential debate sponsored by the Spanish language television network Univision after apparently they tried to coerce Florida Senator Marco Rubio to do an interview by threatening him. They said if he didn't do the interview, they would air a story about his brother-in-law's cocaine trafficking conviction. There you go. There's good media, even though that happened, I guess, a couple of decades ago. It's, you know, this is the kind of stuff that goes on all too frequently. So here's Megyn Kelly and Phil Keating talking about the debate on their program, the boycott of it, which includes Cain, Romney, Perry, Bachman, and Huntsman.
Five Republican candidates now boycotting the only GOP debate on Spanish-language television. They have all said that they will skip the Univision debate scheduled for January as a response to a controversy surrounding Florida Senator Marco Rubio. See, Univision was going to run a story about Rubio's brother-in-law, who was convicted of drug trafficking back in 1987 when Rubio was 16 years old. The Florida Republican claims that Univision directors then called him up and offered, at least through his aides, to soften the story or possibly scrap it altogether if only Senator Rubio would grant them an interview. Phil Keating picks up the story from there, live in Miami. Phil?
Keep in mind, on Univision broadcast not only in Miami but nationwide, that Rubio story about his brother-in-law, which of course dated back 24 years, it did end up running, and it ran two nights in a row as the centerpiece focus story on the debut of Univision's new I-Team in its news programming. So this involves two major Hispanic players, this dispute and this call for a boycott of Univision's planned debate, that being Univision, the country's largest Spanish language network, and Marco Rubio, Florida's junior senator, born and raised here in Miami, Cuban-American, very popular, and who remains a vice presidential shortlister for the GOP. If this apology by Univision, which is being demanded, does not happen, these five Republican presidential candidates will not take part in the planned Univision debate. That's Perry, Romney, Kane, Bachman, and Huntsman, all demanding Univision apologize to Senator Rubio first, which Univision's attorneys tell us in an email that the apology is not only not deserved, it is not coming. 3 months ago, Univision invited Rubio over and over again to sit down on its interview show, the political show, El Punto. Rubio kept declining. That's when they had that teleconference, or that conference call, actually. And according to Rubio staffers, as well as Univision insiders who were quoted by the Miami Herald, they say Univision offered to either drop that story about the cocaine arrest and conviction of Rubio's brother-in-law, or at least soften it if he would do the program. Well, Rubio never did the program, and that's what I told you at the beginning of this. The two-part story about his brother-in-law ended up running. Now, three friends of South Florida, Rubio, three of his friends and political allies down here, all of whom are Republicans and elected representatives there, David Rivera, Congressman, as well as Florida's House Majority Leader Carlos Lopez-Cantera, and Florida Representative Eric Fresson, they yesterday called on all Republicans, specifically the candidates running for president, to boycott Univision's planned debate, which is being planned for a nationwide broadcast in the University of Miami campus in late January, 2 days before Florida's primary. Again, Univision not backing down. They say there was no quid pro quo nor extortion.
All right, so you make up your own mind, and you can share your thoughts with us if you're Hispanic and you watch Univision. What do you make of that? 800-510-8255. I'm wondering about extortion myself after listening to that. That was one of the better reports I've heard on the subject, frankly. So we'll leave that open for discussion as we move along. There is a controversy about Rick Perry anew. That's up next on the Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
800-510-8255. I believe it was earlier in the week we used three different terms to refer to those who are running a pretender, a contender, or an intender. Which of those is Mr. Perry, Rick Perry, in the focus now as reporter Ed Lavandera talks about the latest controversy.
To find the man who's become an unlikely thorn in the side of Rick Perry, drive more than 1,200 miles from the Texas governor's mansion to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and meet John Washburn.
Is that fair?
Washburn is a computer programmer, open records advocate, self-described Ron Paul Republican, and the lead character in a battle over forcing Rick Perry to save thousands of government emails.
He doesn't like the idea of people looking over his shoulder, seeing what he's doing, where he's going. But the whole idea of American government is you don't trust people with power, you watch them.
4 years ago, Washburn learned Rick Perry's staff destroys many of its emails after 7 days. Open records advocates say this is an unusually short time. So from his home computer, Washburn created a program that sent automated open records requests to the governor's office every 4 days.
This is the...
All the back and forth it took just to get those emails?
Yes.
But it was the price that Perry's office charged that stunned Washburn.
$568 for 4 days of emails.
What'd you think?
I got to admit, I laughed. I laughed out loud the first time I saw it.
Did you ever come across a response like this?
No, certainly not for this kind of money.
But it wouldn't be the last time Governor Rick Perry's office would shock John Washburn. As word spread through Texas of his fight with the governor's office, Rick Perry defended his email destruction policy, like in this memorable interview with the Texas Tribune website.
Why not have them stay around longer for the purpose of open records?
How long?
I don't know. You tell me.
But I'm asking you. I've already said it's 7 days.
Well, Governor, do I get to pick? How about a month?
No, you don't get to pick.
I think it ought to be 30 days.
Okay, I don't.
And that's the end of the conversation.
Governor Perry went on to say he didn't want state employees wasting time organizing open records requests for people going on fishing escapades.
He's the most obstructionist by far. There's not even anyone in his league in that regard.
President of the United States.
So after Perry announced he's running for president, John Washburn fired up the automated open records request again. The governor's office just sent Washburn the latest bill.
And the bill for that, for another 4 days worth of emails, is now how much?
$2,304.
$2,300 for 4 days of emails.
Correct.
If he ever wants to see them all, it'll add up to almost $210,000 for a full year of emails. A hefty price tag, but John Washburn says it's the principle of his battle that's priceless.
Yeah, I agree with that, don't you? There's no secret to my feelings about Mr. Perry. And people say, well, you're a Northeast liberal Republican elitist, yada, yada. That's nonsense. I know who I am, and I'm not, other than being a Northeasterner by birth, I think I'm a Midwesterner in thought. And I don't care for Mr. Perry's style, and that's the kind of stuff. I like open government so people know what's going on. It's that kind of decision-making, basically in your face, take it or leave it, stuff it, whatever it is. It bothers me. So in the GOP presidential field, do you think things are set? You are a Republican primary voter. You got to vote today. Who do you vote for? Is it the establishment candidate Mitt Romney? Is it the insurgent Rick Perry? Are you happy that Sarah Palin and Chris Christie are out? Or do you wish the two of them would run together? That's part of the discussion as we continue focusing on these presidential types at 21 after on the countdown.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or follow the comings and goings here. The conversation Facebook has a good way of connecting. If you go to the listen box at DougStephan.com, you can, as they say, read and hear all about it. Here are radio hosts Jim McKenney, Gene Clem, and Sean Patrick talking about what has happened to Michelle Bachmann.
Is Michelle Bachmann still in the Republican race?
Michelle?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, her. Picture there?
Full disclosure, that was my pick when we first started out here. Oh, boy, she just disappeared.
Does she even have a stand a chance?
It's funny, he says that was my pick at first. It sounds like people filling out there like their pool for March Madness. Yeah, my bracket's all shot to hell now.
Yeah, there you go.
That Bachmann dropped out on me. Lost in the first round in 2016.
I got to tell you, for a candidate who had so much promise to begin with, because she was pulling big, you know, good numbers and did well in the first debate. I mean, it's like somebody tied an anvil to her and just dropped her off a cliff.
And that kind of just proves the
thing.
Figuratively. If you pandered to the Tea Party, well, I don't say she's pandered, but she was she's a real Tea Party aficionado. She was established the caucus in the House and the Senate, so... It didn't do her any good.
I don't know if the Tea Party association was necessarily detrimental to her. I think she had some shaky performances.
It wasn't helpful either. That's my point.
Well, no, I think it was. I think you can credit that to sort of the launch of her career, just as I would the same with, you know, like Sarah Palin or some others. I mean, certainly. I mean, she definitely hitched her cart. Or wagon, I'm sorry. She hitched her wagon to that star without a doubt that she did. Now, as far as her decline goes, I don't know if that necessarily has anything to do with Tea Party affiliation or whether or not they've soured on her. I think that's just the result of, you know, people seeing her, you know, outside of a situation where it's all prepared answers or choreographed press conferences, and, you know, people are maybe having to second think what they thought about her.
I think, you know, the real problem she had was she hitched her wagon, so to speak, to the HPV virus thing.
All right. Let's get Taco's Kevin Cohen in here talking to Newt Gingrich.
I want to ask you about something that's come out recently with the 21st Century Contract for America. I mean, you got incredible traction out of this the first time around as the House Speaker. Tell me a little bit about it as it's been modernized for 2011.
Well, first of all, it's much more comprehensive and much stronger because we're in much more trouble than we used to be. I think that if you look at America today and you go back to either 1980 when I did a similar project, then Governor Ronald Reagan, or you go to 1994 with our contract with America. We have more unemployment, more debt, more deficits. This is a much more difficult environment than it was. And so I think we have to have an attitude of much more profound change, frankly.
When it comes to something of this magnitude, I mean, clearly every time we've been talking on the phone, you have started off with jobs and you've started off with wanting to modernize our economy and modernize the way we do things. How does that fit in?
Well, the 21st Century Contract with America, which all of our listeners can find by going to my personal website, newt.org, just my first name.org, it starts with a section on repealing Obamacare, which is a big job-killing program, then goes to tax cuts and deregulation to create jobs. We know how to do this. Under President Reagan, we had a huge recovery. In September of 1983, in 1 month, he created 1,100,000 new jobs. When we followed the same game plan when I was Speaker of the House, we created 11 million new jobs in the 4 years I was Speaker. Those were created by the American people, not by politicians. But we created the lower tax, less regulatory environment. We also have a section on American energy. Right here in South Carolina, for example, is an estimated $29 billion of natural gas offshore. That could both create a tremendous industry. Offshore jobs in Louisiana pay an average of $80,000 a year, so they're good jobs.
All right. One wonders why Newt Gingrich is staying in. He's smart, but he just doesn't have any real traction. He has appeal among some people, but it just isn't consistent. Okay. Sarah Palin opts out. That's up next on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more, plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 12th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL Security Group.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Border around the world on the internet at DougStephan.com. The next half hour of conversation, like some of the first part of the program, focusing on the presidential sweepstakes, the Republicans, who's running, who's not. Sarah Palin says she's not going to run. Here are talk hosts Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman talking about that announcement.
Sarah Palin announcing she will not run for president. Certainly, Craig, I think that puts her in the position to be a real kingmaker here, or cane maker, because the governor, quite understandably and justifiably, has a very large following of people who believe that she is a true conservative and will take her opinion on this and on who in the race is a true conservative very, very seriously. So the governor, in a letter to supporters, according to ABC News, a letter just released, says, after much prayer and serious consideration, I've decided that I will not be seeking the 2012 GOP nomination for President of the United States. As always, my family comes first, and obviously Todd and I put great consideration into family life before making this decision. When we serve, we devote ourselves to God, family, and country. My decision maintains this order. Does this make Palin the kingmaker?
I don't know. Perhaps. I think there are other kingmakers. As the expression goes, ready, set, go. Now we're at the point of set. The GOP candidates are set. Can you see anybody else getting into it now? I cannot. Nobody who would be a threat. And I hope that it comes down to Herman Cain or Mitt Romney. I do want Rick Perry out of there because I don't want to struggle with my vote this coming election. I need to know more about Herman Cain, but I'd be curious of Republicans out there, who do you prefer, Herman Cain or Mitt Romney? I do agree Sarah Palin has a lot of power. Probably Michelle Bachmann has a similar amount of power. Palin, to a degree, Bachmann seems more credible than Palin in a way. So it will be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
All right. So the statement was made there that Sarah Palin's attention wants to be devoted to her family. There's a new book out you may have heard of, a controversial book about Sarah Palin written by a guy named Joe McGinnis. He moved next to the Palins to write his book. He certainly isn't a friend of the Palins for sure. In this excerpt from the discussion of an interview on The View, he talks about Sarah Palin not being a very good mother.
You said in your book that you said that Todd is more of a parent than Sarah. You said she had very little desire to be a mom. Now, you gave several examples in your book of how the children suffered. How did the children suffer?
From neglect. When Todd was up on the North Slope.
Serious allegation, you know that, right?
From neglect. When Todd was up on the North Slope, I'm told by more than one person, by many people who knew them through those years.
But they weren't friends.
Those children, they were close at that time. Sarah has a lot of ex-friends because she hurts people and they turn against her.
You said more people dislike her than like her.
Oh, in Alaska, I was shocked. The people who, that was the biggest surprise I had last summer, was to find out just how unpopular she is in her own hometown.
If you think they were suffering from neglect, though, why wouldn't you call child services instead of write a book?
They're grown up now.
If you think something's going on, and you know it, you think
I have no idea what kind of a mother she is now. I was talking about, and in the book it's very clear, about when Track and Bristol and Willow were growing up. Todd was working on the North Slope, and I'm told that Sarah wouldn't even feed those children properly. She was too busy with
herself. You're talking about a mother and her children. I find it hard to believe that wouldn't feed her.
Well,
kids.
I know, and they certainly look well fed to me. But, Sarah.
If she objects to this, she can sue Joe McGinnis. If she has proofs otherwise, she can sue him.
Stuff like that is garbage. I'm not a big fan of Sarah Palin in terms of her running for the presidency. She's an interesting personality. Is she a bad mother? Is that why Bristol got pregnant? Is that why we have all this stuff floating around? Who knows? But that guy sounds like a huckster to me. How about you? 800-510-8255. Here's radio man Simon Conway talking about the big speech Palin gave in Iowa last month.
Sarah Palin has now announced she is not running for the presidency in 2012. We don't actually have a statement as yet, but apart from that simplistic statement that she is not running for the presidency. That being said, I'm guessing that the field is now complete. I do not expect to see anyone else on the GOP side jump in at this point. So it looks like we have a complete field. No Chris Christie, no Sarah Palin, but we do have Mitt Romney. We've got Perry. Perry raised $17 million in the first 49 days of his campaign. Not too shabby. We have Herman Cain. We reported 24 hours ago that Herman Cain just tied Mitt Romney on top of a new CBS poll. You got Michelle Buckman, you got Ron Paul, you've got Rick Santorum, John Huntsman, Gary Johnson, Newt Gingrich. Did I forget anybody? So, Sarah Palin confirmed out for 2012. So, how does that make you feel? I mean, I know an awful lot of people that really believed she was going to run. And I've got to tell you that right up till Indianola, and maybe a week beyond Indianola, I thought she was going to run too. But once we got a week after that, I kind of felt that she wasn't going to do it. Because she had the opportunity, and if you heard the speech at Indianola, the presidential run announcement was in the speech. The only thing she took out was the actual moment when she was going to say she was running for president. Everything else was right there. It was left in. And then at the last minute, I'm sure she took that out. The crowd picked it up. Everybody picked it up. It was such a clear build-up to the announcement that never came. So now Sarah Palin confirmed out of 2012. I think the field is set.
All right. So if you think that the field is set, what do you think about the Republican candidates? What do you think about the field of politicians? You put Barack Obama, Democrats, Republicans. Let's talk about politicians in general. Who's running and who's... I don't much believe in the blame game, but there are a lot of people who like to focus on some of the problems that we have. Can you take Herman Cain seriously? I certainly do. I mean, he's one of the bright lights here, it seems to me. He has spent the summer learning a lot. He is a threat. Do you think he's a long shot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? How about Hillary? Do you think she will run next year? Scott Brown. A lot of people think Scott Brown, the Massachusetts senator who replaced Ted Kennedy, a Republican. You know, you look at the field. I'm from Massachusetts, and I'm kind of musing here on all the candidates that have come out of Massachusetts that have gone on to either win or come close. John Kerry, the senator, ran as a presidential candidate against a George Bush, sort of a sacrificial whatever, although George Bush was pretty unpopular. The same kind of thing as we have right now. Obama, very unpopular. But how do these guys win? How do these people that are so unpopular win? They manipulate things. They know. You may have heard me a couple of weeks ago throw sort of some cold water on the electoral system because the way we do it is impossibly complicated and difficult to understand when you look at any number of circumstances. Al Gore had more votes than George Bush, so why didn't he win? And you can go back over before that and after that circumstances. You can argue that Nixon had more votes than Kennedy. Why didn't he win? All of these things, because the Electoral College is an arcane, old, really, I was going to say foolish, but it's beyond that. It's a misleading way for us to choose a president. Your vote ought to count, and with the electoral system the way it is right now, it doesn't really. It doesn't count one for one. So maybe we'll spend some time engaging in that discussion. At any rate, a lot of you are standing by to be heard, and we'll get to your calls in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott with AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Is Airplane the funniest movie ever? Maybe. And a new Blu-ray edition features interviews with the writers, directors, and stars, including Robert Hayes, who told me that after nearly 30 years, he's still crazy about it.
That film, it was like winning the lottery for me. They did a thing, People Magazine and ABC, what's your favorite comedy? And of the comedies, the number one was Airplane. I'll accept that. That's good.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is in your own home. Try choosing one of the latest films from your digital cable provider's Movies on Demand menu, many of them available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on cable on demand this week. Tyler Perry's back in Madea's Big Happy Family. Hannah stars Academy Award winner Cate Blanchett. Fast Five revs up with Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson. And I absolutely love The Beaver, starring Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster. See what's coming soon to your living room at rentmoviesondemand.com. Make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. Okay, so let's move ourselves into the caller zone. Are you happy? We're getting down to the wire, so some would have you think. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Here's Anna in Brooksfield, Florida, to start off the caller round. Go ahead, Anna. You're up now with your thoughts on who's running.
Hi there. Hi. If the vote were today, I would definitely choose Herman Cain. I am so tired of the so-called establishment candidate, and Herman Cain is a breath of fresh air. I was a delegate in Orlando a couple weeks ago, and he answers questions directly. He has a plan, and I got to tell you, with what everything's going on in the country today, I definitely want a Herman Cain, and I'm most of us are so over this, the media calling, oh, Mitt Romney, the establishment candidate. I'm sorry, but he won't cut it for the bold moves that I think this country needs to go in.
You know, I was reading something, an editorial in the Wall Street Journal last week. The fellow started out by saying, I love Herman Cain, but. And I thought to myself, but what? There are those people who say, oh, this guy can't win. He's a black guy.
I am tired of that.
Look at he's a business. Did you listen? I don't know if you heard the clip that I played yesterday. If you didn't, maybe we can find it again, where Cain, who was on The View a couple of days ago, was challenged by Barbara Walters. Did you hear that?
I heard people talking about it, but I missed the I missed that.
Michael, have you got that? Can you find that? If I think that in essence, Barbara Walters played herself and showed, I have respect for her because she's been around and done a good job of staying on the top of the heap for decades and decades, but she showed just such arrogance asking him why he thought he was a qualified candidate because he'd never been a politician. And you could hear the other people, the boos from people because they feel the same as you do. It's time, having a politician is a crock. It's all these people set this stuff up for themselves. So anyway, it's refreshing to hear your thoughts, Anna. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7... No, wait a minute. That's the wrong number. How about we give 800-510-8255? That's the right number. All right, here's the clip from The View that I was talking about. Listen to Barbara Walters go after Herman Cain.
You admit that you don't know too much about foreign policy.
Not anymore.
Well, you've been studying, yeah. But have you been to foreign countries, by the way?
I was in Israel in August, as an example. I have been to South Africa. I've been to Australia. So I've been to a number of countries.
So you've been to a number.
Most recently, I was in Israel in last August.
Okay. But in general, you have said you're not up to speed in foreign policy. I'm quoting you. And most of your experience has been as the CEO of the pizza company.
Yes.
Well, I must say, you have, you worked very hard, and you, little by little, worked your way up and to your great credit. But what makes you qualified to be president of the United States?
Well, let's not just focus on the pizza company. Remember, I worked my way up to become a vice president of the Pillsbury Company. I then worked my way up to become a vice president of Burger King Corporation. They then appointed me president and CEO of Godfathers, which was supposed to go bankrupt, but I didn't get the memo, so we saved the company. Then I headed up the National Restaurant Association. I've also served as chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. My first job was as a ballistics analyst, as a mathematician with the Department of Navy, working on fire control systems. I've served on the board of Strategic Air Command, Citizen Advisory Board, earlier in my career. So, net-net, I'm a problem solver. That's what I've done for over 40 years.
I've been in business, but you have never held a list of office and very limited foreign policy experience. So,
let me respond to that one. When I speak to groups all over the country, as you would imagine, when I get to the part that, number one, I don't have national name ID like some of the other candidates. Mm-hmm. Number two, I don't have a kajillion dollars like some of the other candidates. And when I say I've never held public office, I get a spontaneous applause because they're tired of politicians as usual. The American people are ready for someone who is a businessman, problem solver first.
Yeah. There you go. A pretty good way to cap off Barbara and her attempt to make him look like the good little black boy who should stay home. 51 after the hour.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's an email from a lady named Ginny who writes, I listen to you every day on my way to work, and I'm surprised at your prejudiced view of members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those are the Mormons. Seems very out of character for you. While this Christian religion may hold some beliefs that you do not understand or are not considered mainstream, their members are all overwhelmingly good citizens and perfectly able to hold public office and serve this country well. In fact, you'll not find a more patriotic group of people anywhere in our country. While the church in no way dictates or even suggests political viewpoints, the majority of Latter-day Saints are conservative in their political viewpoints, and LDS elected officials tend to govern that way. One of the big exceptions, of course, is Harry Reid. I'd love to know which of the church's beliefs has you so concerned that you would let a Latter-day Saint religion interfere with your objective analysis of his or her political candidacy. Well, Ginny, thank you for writing that letter. I have said on many occasions that I would not like, if given a choice, and in this circumstance we may or may not have a choice, But I think there are some beliefs that I don't disagree with you on any of the points as far as character of Mormons. I know a lot of people who are Mormons, and I've had this conversation with them. I find the way the religion came into prominence, the beliefs of the founders, the kind of people they were, at least from what I know, to be sort of abhorrent. So that's my the people who truly believe seem, at least in my experience, the people that I know, and I have many friends in Utah who are Mormons, to be conservative isn't the word, because that word is misused. And I don't know what the right word is, and I don't even know that I can describe other than my discomfort with what I know about the beginnings of the church and the two men who started it. The whole thing smacks of something almost like a clan, if you will, or some kind of society. That's my read. I could be 100% wrong, but I will tell you, if it boils down to Mitt Romney and Mr. Obama, I think it's a sad day because we need more choices, but I will happily vote for Mitt Romney. And he didn't do a bad job as governor of Massachusetts. Yeah, there are some things that are part of his legacy that are sort of unended. There are questions and there were no answers. But, you know, he's a little slick. He's a little polished. He's a little too smooth for me. But, again, it's sort of anybody but Obama. And I'm telling you, you ask me the question, I'm giving it to you straight. 800-510-8255. Rick's in Laguna, Lubina. Say it again, Doug. Laguna Beach. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Doug. I was wondering if you paid attention to something that I connected just a couple few days ago. They announced on the news here that the field poll revealed that 46% of registered California Democrats said they would not vote for Obama again. Mm-hmm. He needs to carry California to get reelected. Solyndra gets rolled over like the sporting goods store on The Sopranos, except it's $500 million. And I was thinking, if half of that was kicked back to the California campaign to carry California, you know, Chicago-style politics, that's the purpose of this whole thing happening. And putting it together with the gun deal to the cartels that Holder lied about, and I'm sure he spoke about it with the president, I think we're going to end up before the election with President Joe Biden and a new attorney general, and I look forward to it. And then maybe you might, and then maybe we might vote for Joe Biden. He's not a bad guy.
Yeah. Here's an interesting reality. This week, Ron Paul said that the president's targeted killing of Anwar al-Awlaki, I never get that name right, is an impeachable offense. He was asked at a town hall meeting about the killing of the al-Qaeda leader, American-born. He said impeachment would be possible. He wants to know more about how the administration, quote-unquote, flouted the law. So what do you think? Another impeachment. Every president comes along could have the possibility of being impeached. At any rate, is that an impeachable offense? 800-510-8255. Don's down in Jacksonville. Go ahead. You have the final word, Don.
Hey, Doug. I just don't see how Mitt Romney's religious beliefs or him being a Mormon would even come in comparison to... I'm sure when Mitt was sitting in church, his pastor wasn't saying, GD America, he's been run by the Jews, yeah, and, you know, black liberation theology, which I can't see how they could even bring that Mormonism up.
All right, you know? Well, but there are a lot of people who have countered what Reverend Wright had to say. It just makes for, I guess, more interesting conversation. We don't have time for that now, but certainly we'll pick up, I'm sure, on all of these things as the countdown appears again in your ear.